Hello, everyone. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand, and I'm here with my favorite celestial weather forecaster, Mike.
Hey, hi Lisa. Hi everybody. This is a special day, Lisa. It's Friday, September 13th. Friday the 13th, Lisa.
Let's talk about Friday the 13th, because the card for it is we're on higher ground than we think we are. So, for any of you out there with Tristadecaphobia, we probably have some good news. Can you help him with that, Mike?
I know Friday the 13th is kind of an ominous day, but I'm going to let our listeners know that this is going to be a weekend of love, and Friday's going to kick off this beautiful, beautiful, lovely weekend that's about to unfold. Because at 4:31 a.m., the moon will square Venus, and this is a feeling of, again, a lot of us on the West Coast are sleeping, but on the East Coast, we wake up a feeling of possessiveness even. So we need to be careful how we feel emotionally in the morning.
With the Seven of Wands, one of the signifiers for this is you're on higher ground than you think you are, but because you don't realize it, you can use tactics that are not clean. They're passive aggressive, they're manipulative because you don't own your own power. So you feel weaker than you actually are. You overplay your hand. And today's a good day to clean that up with that moon squaring Venus. It's like, you can have what you want without resorting to unclean or muddy tactics to get it. That's a good reminder.
By 10 a.m., the moon will trine the sun. Feeling of natural harmony. That's what the aspect kind of brings out to us. Our morning is flavored with a contentness, at least till noon, because by noon, the moon will square Chiron. And that could bring up some memories from the past.
Well, what I want to include about that is that's the place where, with Chiron in the mix, it's the original wounding, and you were a child. So it's like most wounds originate in childhood because we are powerless. You know, there's a certain amount of agency and authority we do not have. So when that happens, you know, it's going to bring up those feelings of helplessness or powerlessness. You don't want to act from there or react from there. You want to deliberately see yourself as powerful as you are now, higher ground than you think you are. Where do you go from there?
The morning's a little tricky, it kind of goes both ways, but I will tell you that the day ends on a high note. And I know I told everyone that this is the love weekend, but this is really where the love weekend begins, because by 8 p.m. on the West Coast, the moon will trine Uranus. And this is a feeling of liberation. This is a feeling of freedom. This is a feeling of inspiration and vitality.
And the thing that stands out for me around that is that when you use tactics like manipulation, like passive aggressive, or if you're on the receiving end of them, it doesn't feel good because you're living in a world where that's the way people get what they want. That moon Uranus by evening really helps free you of that sticky dynamic so you can see that it still comes down to that clean ask. This is what I want. This is what I need. This is how I feel. And creating a world where that is your truth. That's your higher ground. Do we have anything else, Mike?
Oh my God, Lisa, by 10:40 at night, the moon will sextile Neptune. So, as I told you earlier, at 5 o'clock, with the moon trining Uranus and now the moon sextiling Neptune, this is the beginning of our love weekend. So we go to bed with a compassion, intuition, a sensitivity to others. Imagination is at its height. And it's setting the stage for a beautiful weekend that's about to unfold on Saturday the 14th, which we'll get to that tomorrow.
Of course, I'm excited to join you there. And I just want to point out that Moon Uranus sets us free, and then Moon Neptune helps us imagine something better.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
And sevens, you know, ones and sevens are it, I, we. So it's like when you can imagine and help create a better, you know, moment for you, it improves all your relationships. And what better way to lead into a weekend of love, right?
That's exactly right. I can't wait to tell them for tomorrow, Lisa.
Okay, well, let's wrap up so we can get on to the day tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing you there. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
And I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy. We'll see you next time tomorrow.
Tomorrow for the weekend of love.